And welcome back to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today, the countdown is at 13 for the Rockets. On Wednesday night in Houston, the NBA's Rockets took it on the chin once again at home. The Utah Jazz, who should be forced to make a deal and give that nickname back to their rightful owners in New Orleans, drubbed the Houston Rockets 112-89. Yes, another 20-point loss for the Houston Rockets. There is some good news, though. Houston maintains its slim one-half-game lead over the Minnesota Timberwolves for the NBA's worst record this season, with only 13 games left in the NBA's 2020-2021 season. With a record of just 15 wins and 44 losses, this year's Houston Rockets have everything in front of them to capture the best statistical odds of getting the first pick in this summer's NBA draft. But guess who slithers into Houston on Tuesday night? Oh yes, it's those evil Minnesota Timberwolves. For those lucky few fans who will actually pay money for tickets for the game on Tuesday night in Houston's Toyota Center, the starting lineups for those two teams will be a whole lot of fun to watch. Neither team wants to win this game with so much on the line, because the loser of the game might actually edge into the number one slot for the worst team in the league and have the best chance of grabbing the number one NBA draft choice come June. So no matter how you slice it, this game is going to be huge on Tuesday night. Regardless of whether Houston holds on to the number one overall draft pick, this NBA team hasn't even had a single first-round draft choice since 2015, when Sam Dekker, who was traded three times later and now plays overseas in Turkey, was picked. The team's former general manager, Daryl Morey, who left Houston and now tinkers with the Philadelphia 76ers lineup, was what some of us call a deal junkie.
Sell, sell, sell!
He was never satisfied with the team's composition and traded the team's recent top draft picks away for veteran players like Chris Paul, who lasted 2 years in Houston, and Russell Westbrook, who was one and done in Houston. But never fear, Houston Rockets fans. The team has been completely reorganized after Houston native Tillman Fertitta acquired the local pro basketball franchise back in 2017 for $2.2 billion.
Excellent.
Most of the team's upper management has been replaced, along with the Rockets' biggest star, James Harden. However, in their defense, it was James Harden who was the one who literally begged to be traded last season. He finally received his wish and was shipped to the Brooklyn Nets in January of this year. The Houston Rockets are officially in the rebuilding mode. The team set a franchise record with a 20-game impressive losing streak earlier this year. They've dealt away a few players recently and acquired two first-round draft picks from Portland and Milwaukee. So with three first-round draft selections this summer, the team's upcoming draft picks need to help restore this franchise into a contender in Houston once again. The good news, though, for Rockets fans is that history reflects when this team holds the number one overall draft choice, some legendary Hall of Fame players have been selected in Houston. On the other hand, there have been very many questionable first-round picks over the years as well. Since the Houston Rockets are only able to sell their fans on some hope for the future and a lot of hype for the future with the first-round draft picks this summer, let's take a closer look at some of the team's biggest draft successes and busts over the years. First, let's take the good. Let's rank the five Houston Rockets' number one overall draft selections the team has in its history. And I'll rank them for you. Number one, Hakeem Olajuwon. 1984's number one overall selection would ultimately lead Houston to their only two NBA titles in 1994 and 95. The gifted 7-foot-1-inch center, known as Hakeem the Dream, was one of the most talented big men in league history. He would become an NBA Hall of Famer and remains an icon in the Houston area. Our number two choice for Houston, Elvin Hayes. Though the 6'9 Big E was drafted by the San Diego Rockets in 1968, the team would move to Houston in 1971, and Hayes would play in Houston for nearly half of his career. Alas, he would win his only NBA championship ring after being traded to the Washington Bullets. Yes, that's what their name was back in 1978 when that team won its only NBA title. Hayes would be traded back again to Houston later to conclude his NBA career. And like Olajuwon, Elvin Hayes became a Hall of Fame member and was one of the 50 greatest players on the NBA's 50th anniversary team. Number 3, Yao Ming. In 2002, the Rockets had the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, and they reached across the Pacific Ocean to grab a 7'6" giant from China. After scoring nearly 40 points a game and 20 rebounds during his final year playing basketball in China, Yao Ming was immediately a success in the NBA, and he helped bring the league worldwide interest. An 8-time NBA All-Star, Yao developed foot problems, though, after a few seasons in the league and would retire from the NBA after 10 years in Houston. Yao Ming joined the NBA Hall of Fame in 2016. Fourth on our Houston Rockets list, Ralph Sampson. The 7'4" center came into the NBA with the Houston Rockets as the number one overall draft choice back in 1983. He would be joined in the lineup by Hakeem Olajuwon just a year later. The Twin Towers led the Rockets' turnaround and took the team into the 1986 NBA Finals, losing to Larry Bird's Boston Celtics. Like Yao Ming, Ralph Sampson also struggled with injuries. He would be traded several times later and never regained his previous form. And the fifth overall number one selection for the Houston Rockets was John Lucas. Houston's fifth number one overall draft pick was a talented left-handed guard from Maryland taken in the 1976 NBA draft. The 6'3 Lucas would play on the same 1986 Rockets NBA Finals team with both Olajuwon and Ralph Sampson. John Lucas, though, would later admit to having drug problems during his NBA career. Lucas would enter rehabilitation and eventually become a substance abuse counselor for several NBA teams. He's also tried his hand at coaching in the NBA. So when Houston does not hold the top overall pick in the NBA's first round, though, the results haven't been nearly as stellar. Here are a few memorable Houston Rockets first round draft busts. Anyone remember number 1? Royce White. This 6'8" burly forward from Iowa State was drafted by Houston with the first round pick in the NBA draft as number 16 overall in 2012. Alas, the scouting report failed to advise the Rockets that Royce White had severe anxiety issues related to flying in jets. It was so bad that the Rockets had to send him to their minor league franchise for his first year in the league so he could travel via bus between their cities. And despite a year of trying to get Royce White psychological help to deal with the anxiety issues, the young man logged only 9 minutes and 0 points in a home game, of course, during his entire NBA career. And at last report, he was attempting to become a mixed martial arts performer. Go figure. Second worst pick for the Rockets was Lee Johnson. Standing at 6'11" from tiny East Texas State University in Commerce, Texas, Lee Johnson was selected by the Rockets as the 17th overall pick in the first round in 1979. He would play a total in his career of just 12 games in the NBA, averaging just 1.4 points and 2 rebounds a game. He would play in Europe, though, for the next 12 years. And our third worst Rockets pick in the first round ever is John Turner. Taken with the 20th overall selection in the first round of the 1991 NBA draft, the 6'8" Turner from tiny Phillips University in Enid, Oklahoma, played in just 42 games total in his career during his first year and only year with the Rockets. He averaged just about 3 points a game. He was released by Houston after year number one in the NBA and would play with 11 European League teams over the next 10 years. So there's no question that this year's Houston Rockets must do whatever it takes over the final 13 games of the NBA regular season to solidify the top spot in this summer's draft. When rival Minnesota comes to Houston on Tuesday night next week, the franchise must put its worst foot forward to preserve the team's slim one-half-game lead over the T-Wolves. I can hear it now.
Introducing the starting lineup tonight for your Houston Rockets. At forward, from the Senior Center of North Houston, please welcome Grandpa Simpson. At the other forward, from and using parts unknown, it's Inspector Gadget. At center, from the Canadian Yukon, please welcome Dudley Do-Right. And at guard from South Park Elementary, let's hear it for Eric Cartman. And at the other guard from Niagara Falls, step by step, inch by inch, it's Curly Howard.
I can't wait for tip-off in Houston on Tuesday night. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.